We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this podcast episode was produced. SBS pays our respects to the Cammeraygal people of the Gurungay Nation and their elders past and present. We also acknowledge the traditional owners from all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders land you are listening from today. You are listening to The Lost Man, a story about the search for family across continents and generations. I am Afnan Malik. In the last episode, we met Mark, Lana and Christine, the great-grandchildren of Ali Bahadur Khan.
I have rough ideas, but not a great deal of information of my past. I just know some bits and pieces. It's nice to probably find out more information, because being from a family that didn't really talk much about things, you just didn't know a lot of stuff.
It's just mind-boggling, really, for someone who had an identity of just a little Australian kid growing up, and all of this has come to light piece by piece in many years. 45 years, I think, it's been in my lifetime. So I want to be able to give my children some answers too, so they know where their heritage is from.
Mumtaz, who originally told me this story about the missing branch of his family, had been looking for them his whole life. I rang him and told him that I had found some of his relatives who are alive and are ready to speak to him.
It is a matter of prayer for us to know that the relatives of Ali Bahadur Khan have been traced, and we want to maintain and continue relations with them. And if you help us, it will be a great pleasure for us.
Mumtaz was in disbelief. The puzzle he had been trying to solve his whole life was about to be completed.
My emotions, I cannot explain my emotions. I have tears in my eyes at the moment.
Before connecting Mumtaz with his Australian family, I had arranged to meet with Lana in Brisbane, where she lived. Lana offered to take me to some of the places I'd come across during my search for Ali's family. The first one was Ali's factory in Greenslopes, Brisbane. This was the address from where Ali and later his son wrote the letters that helped me to track down the family. I'd found evidence in an old newspaper that Ali used to have a mattress factory there. It was also confirmed by Lana.
But one of these places was the factory of Ayub Khan. He made mattresses, and it was called Capstock or Captock.
Yeah. But it doesn't look like an industrial area.
No, but there must have been one. It would have been a special place or a house somewhere. I'm just looking around myself. But what they usually do is they knock most of the old buildings down and rebuild. It could have even been here, who knows? Maybe down there a bit. Yes, yeah, so there you go. Let's see what happens down there. Doesn't seem like anything here. So it could have been knocked down, I'd say, and rebuilt. But this is the street where the factory was once.
It was hard to imagine Ali's factory here on what seemed to be such an ordinary street, just a row of houses. The history was hidden. We moved on.
I haven't been here for a while. Well, we're getting closer to it now.
Next, Lana took me to the Mount Gravatt Crematorium, where her father and grandmother were laid to rest.
When was the last time you were here?
Oh, it would be quite a few years ago. Here we are. Oh, Aunt, that's her father. See me, my dad. Oh. Hello, baby. Hello, Grandma. 12th of April. That's her dad. That's my dad.
And finally, Lana took me to Ali's gravesite at the Mount Gravatt Cemetery.
83. Allahu Akbar. There you go. He didn't forget his religion. That's good. Ali Bahadur Khan, a Muslim, died the 13th of May, 1955, age 83.
I have been looking for this person for a very long time. A person who accidentally came to Australia without knowing anything about it or whether he would ever be able to return home. The grave of the lost man was right there in front of me. My search was complete.
At least now we know where he is. Very nice. Oh. Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Lana was quite emotional after the visit to the gravesite.
I'm just glad. I can die happy now knowing that my family found me.
After spending some time with Lana, I went to meet Christine.
Hello.
Christine was living in Greenslopes.
Anybody home?
A suburb where Ali once used to live.
Morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Christine and I have had several conversations over the phone. And I had visited her earlier on this trip too. But this time, I was here to introduce Christine to her long-lost cousin. I'd arranged a video call between Mumtaz and Christine. Mumtaz was waiting for the call in his home in Pakistan.
Hello.
Hello, Assalamualaikum. It's good morning.
A very good morning to you, Mumtaz. Lovely to see you.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, pleasure for me too, Mumtaz. Thank you so much for finding us. We were looking for you too, but you beat us. You found us first.
It was an emotional 30-minute call. Mumtaz and Christine both got teary at times as they talked.
I really like you people very much. You are my blood relation. You are our own people, but we love you. We like you. We like you. I will be grateful if you have the opportunity and if you can afford, I welcome you at my home at Islamabad. If you can come, I will welcome.
Oh, that is wonderful news. And the same to you, extended to you. If you ever come to Australia, we have a separate little unit underneath here that is self-contained and you are very much welcome. I can't believe talking to you, Mumtaz. I can't believe this. It has changed my identity of myself, the way I see other people. Not that I was ever, I was always all-encompassing of any people that I met, and so was my parents. They were kind people. I'm sure you would have loved my mother and my father.
By the end of the call, Mumtaz and Christine were making plans to catch up again, maybe even in person.
You will give me my WhatsApp number as well and other telephone numbers so that I will remain in contact with you, and we will exchange our documents and and other things which we have. We'll exchange our views. I really like you people very much. You are my blood relation. You are our own people. There is a cultural differences, a lot of differences perhaps, because more than a century has passed away, and you people and we people also and were not in touch with each other. We don't know each other custom and traditions, and perhaps it would be a little bit difficult for you and as well for us to understand the things and cultural values and habits, etc., of each other. But we love you. We like you. We like you. It's a pleasure for us. It's a great pleasure, really. We are also grateful to Afnan and its companions and its company and all those who made efforts for to contact us, who got connection with two families.
Mumtaz's long quest to find the missing branch of his family is now complete. A mystery that began over 120 years ago when Ali Bahadur Khan accidentally boarded a boat to Australia. Throughout the search, Mumtaz never gave up. And finally, after all these years, he found the descendants of his granduncle. He learned about the life his granduncle had built in Australia, the struggles he faced, and the successes he achieved. He learned about the family he had built in his new country. It's a reminder that sometimes the most profound discoveries come from the most unexpected places, and that even though time may pass and connections may seem lost, with determination and perseverance, family ties can be rekindled. It's a reminder that even the most impossible of searches can have a happy ending. This series was hosted and produced by me, Afnan Malik, with support from SBS Urdu executive producer Rehan Alvi and the SBS podcast team, Carolyn Gates, Joel Supple and Max Cosford. For more SBS Urdu content, go to sbs.com.au/urdu.